This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dede Smith is live in studio with an update on the situation. Oh, my goodness. You know, in the history of the water supply debate, when they write the history of the water supply one day, I think this week is actually going to be the beginning of a chapter or the end of a chapter. This was some very important events this week that we want to hear at the end of this week. We want to recap and let folks know exactly what happened.
Right. Well, what happened is that there was an important city council meeting on Tuesday, and just actually sort of within minutes after one city councilor, that would be Kristen Sakis, said, and it's quoted in the newspaper, that as city councilors, we are responsible for safeguarding our assets and doing what is best for our residents. Within really minutes, she and two other councilors gave away what can be described as tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in city assets. And to add insult to injury, they committed city ratepayers to help pay for a new earthen dam. It was pretty outrageous.
I thought the county was going to pay for the dam, that if the city agreed to do it, the county would pay for it.
Well, that is certainly the spin that was given. But at that meeting, in this meeting, before they voted, they were told that part of the cost for the new dam would be maintenance. And that maintenance was described as what would it cost if the city were to fix the spillway in the existing dam. Now, mind you, they're not going to, because there's going to be a new dam. But if they would, what would that cost be? And they'll have to pay for their share, which is 55% of any maintenance for that part. So they knew going into that vote that city ratepayers would have to pay for part of what is only for county growth. I mean, this is outrageous. The city, they also knew going into that vote that the city already owns, bought and already paid for more than 30% more water resources, 30% more than they will need by any the most aggressive projections, even including UVA, that they will need in 50 years. And still they committed ratepayers to help pay for that new dam. This is outrageous.
We're talking with Dede Smith. The phone lines are open for you. Your thoughts, 977-1070. An historic week in the water supply debate and the evolution of an idea here in Central Virginia as the county and the city continue to grapple with the future of water supply. And Dede, your take on this, and I'm partial to it. I think there's a lot of truth here, is that this new water supply is really for county growth, and yet most of the people who pay for the water right now are in the city. So the city is subsidizing the developers in the county through this new plan that, as of this week, the majority of city council has agreed to.
Exactly. Exactly. And the real irony here, Coy, is that for a good chunk of the rest of the meeting, councilors talked about affordable housing. In fact, Kristen Sakis, who was the swing vote in the dam, supported a vote to promote affordable housing. And then they went on to raise the cost of living in Charlottesville. This will drive people out of Charlottesville.
You mean
with utility bills. At the meeting on Thursday, which was a Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority meeting, they announced that city wastewater rates, wholesale rates, would go up more than 10%. Not only that, next year, you can expect that for years to come, you will see that same kind of significant increase in wastewater rates. And this is at the same time.
Every year there'll be increases to pay for all this new infrastructure.
Right. Exactly.
That we only need for the growth in the county.
Well, no, this is wastewater, but this is something else. But we know we know these costs, and these are actually really important costs. But in light of that, we should not be raising and committing city ratepayers to pay for a dam that they don't need.
We're talking with Dede Smith and a historic vote here in Charlottesville City Council this week. Richard Lloyd has also been fighting the good fight for quite some time. Richard, what's your take about what happened this week?
Well, it's like what Dede is saying. I agree with her 100%, but I think the question has to be asked, Coy, is if these counselors, these three counselors going into the vote, knew that they did not need it, that the city would get nothing for it, that their assets were going to be given away and they were going to be signed up for to payments for county growth, why would they vote to do this? I mean, Kristen clearly said that she understood that she was there to safeguard city assets, to safeguard the people of Charlottesville. So the question has to be asked, why? Why would they even dream of doing this?
Yeah.
That's
and
a good question.
What's the answer, Dee Dee? What do you think? Richard, thanks for the call.
You know, it's, you know, why these three counselors.
David Brown, Huja, and Kristen Zekas.
Kristen Zekas, right. Yeah. Why they sided with the county over city interests is something I would hope you'd ask them. It's just unbelievable that this could happen.
Is there a sense you think that they were just worn down, that the county's commitment to not compromising and even saying we're not compromising on this? And then, you know, conversations that we know, I mean, it's naive to think that there weren't conversations going on in the background trying to sway the mindset of someone, city council. Do you think they were just worn down, that they were like, we got other things to focus on, let's just make this problem go away?
It could be. And, you know, and quite frankly, the folks that wanted to see this dam built are very powerful. And they're you know, and this has been an uphill battle, a real David and Goliath fight from the very beginning. And it could be that just the power and the pressure were just too much. I don't know. Now, you know, that said, Kristen Zekas said in that meeting, and it was written up in the newspaper, I'm not just remembering this, but she basically blamed her vote on sort of nastiness that has been in this debate. Somebody was nasty, and she said that did not make her sort of sympathetic to what was basically our side, I guess, you know, which is, of course, not.
Why would it have to do with anything other than the facts of the case?
Exactly. That, you know, the very idea that somebody's feelings would be hurt and then you would give away, you know, millions of dollars in assets and commit city ratepayers to pay for something that they don't need, you know, makes no sense.
We're talking with Dee Dee Smith. And Dee Dee, before we run out of time, the Ravenna Water and Sewer Authority also had a historic meeting this week. It was a doubleheader. And they're moving forward now with building a dam, but they're also moving forward with what the county wants, which still hasn't even been approved.
It hasn't been approved. And, you know, basically, though, what they voted on was consistent with what these three city councilors voted for, which is a foundation to support a much higher dam. But how high that dam will be has not been decided. And that will be the next.
Yeah.
The next decision.
See, that's one of the confusing things in this whole thing is people talk about the height of the dam and the height of the pool, the height of the earthen dam that's holding back a water of a certain pool height. And it's like some people keep mentioning a pool height and other people keep talking about the height of the dam. At the end of the day, I think it's just important to, you know, to maybe to understand this is that the county wants something much higher than what the city's always wanted.
Right.
And you had people like Dave Norris and Holly Edwards saying, you know, we don't have to go high at all. We have an existing reservoir. We can dredge it. There's a lot of water there we
can
use.
Exactly.
But the county has been saying, nope, we don't want the old reservoir. We want a brand new one.
And we want to build it
as high as possible.
And they don't even want to talk about dredging because it will expose the fact that we did not need this dam, which is causing an horrendous amount of environmental damage. I mean, what the city gave up was more than 100 acres of city parkland, the most ecologically important park in the region.
Did the city seek any type of reimbursement
from
the county for this?
That's what we don't even know. They voted this before they even know what the cost-sharing agreement will be. Yet it was discussed at the city council meeting that in fact, it is very likely that the city ratepayers will have to pay for part of this dam under some cost-sharing agreement that hasn't even been approved yet. I mean, it is unbelievable that city councilors would have approved this sheer volume of loss for city assets without having all the information they need.
But that's what they did.
That's what they did.
Dee Dee Smith is live in studio. Sevillewater.info is the website. So where to from here? Where to for folks like you who've been advocating now for years, saying we don't have to spend this much money. We have assets we can save. We don't need a big new reservoir. If we dredge, we can open this up to market forces, bring in dredgers, can make money.
The best we can hope for now is that, in fact, City Council will do what they said they are interested in doing. Now, we have a hard time believing that they'll actually do it, but that they will tie dredging to the commitment to the dam, and that we will, in fact, see some level of restoration of our current assets. And a very interesting new demand analysis that the Rivanna had to do, they were forced to do, is going to come in. So dredging, demand analysis, and cost-sharing agreement are our best hopes for any sense of dignity for the city residents.
Dee Dee, thank you for being here. Thanks for the update.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.